It's a Johnny Hero Show here on U105. And Connor Scott is our guest. Now, he was on TV the other week. And in The Voice on BBC. Right, I'm going to let you hear a wee clip.
Next thing, we're touching. You look at me, you hit me with lightning. And now, everybody's starry-eyed. And everybody goes. And now, and everybody's starry-eyed. And my body goes. Ha! Next thing, we're touching.
Brilliant. Yeah. How you doing, Connor, by the
not
way?
Not too bad, Johnny. How's it going?
That is class, even, because I remember watching you on the show and thinking, whoa, what was it like? You must have, were you frightened?
You know what, it wasn't too bad. It was nerve-wracking, but like what it is for me, kind of, I don't like waiting around to play. So whenever like they have you like waiting in the holding room for about an hour, and then they tell you, right, you're up next, and then they just put you in a different room, yeah, and then you're waiting more and more, so I don't like waiting, but by the time you get up on stage, and then I just play the guitar, then like all my worries go away.
Yeah, look, it's funny, but as you say, the anticipation and the waiting, and then I suppose more and more you're realising, listen, my whole life's going to be dictated by the next 2 minutes.
I know, you know? Exactly, because it's been going on for so long backstage with producers and stuff, that you're only on stage for 90 seconds, you know, and that's what it's all geared towards. and there's just the myth of the coaches, the four coaches just being there, and like by the time you actually see them at the end, you're like, they're really here, you know, because they weren't there the day before whenever you had a chance to have a look about the place, and you got to see it all, but then they actually were sitting in their chairs. It was all a bit surreal, but it was not.
So for those who don't know The Voice, you come out, judges can't see you, they're in four chairs with their backs to you, and you just want one of them to press a button and turn around if they like what they hear.
Just the one would have done me, you know, just so yeah, you get the chance to sing, and there's no introduction or anything, you walk out in complete silence.
That's right, yeah. It's not like I'm Connor, you can't tell them anything.
No,
you can't say
a single thing, and they don't know a single thing either, you know, not a single thing, and you go out and you sing a song, and in the hope that one of them will hit a big red button and their chair will turn.
So, how long was it before somebody turned around for you?
I think Danny was the only one that turned for me, but I think it was about halfway into the song, yeah.
Do you start, do you start to get worried when you're doing the song? Oh, it's 10 seconds gone, I haven't turned around, 20 seconds gone, no.
It was in the back of your mind, but like I said, like Johnny, whenever I start playing the guitar, and as I start getting into the music, I kind of overindulge myself, and I just get overwhelmed, and I just play the song, and it was actually, I was playing, and I was looking away, just doing my thing, and then I just kind of turned around, and he was there, you know, so I kind of wasn't really too fussed about the whole thing. I just wanted to get the song right, because if they didn't turn, I just wanted to have the chance to play, have a good performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just must have been brilliant then to see Danny sitting there.
Oh, it was fantastic. You know? Yeah. It was fantastic because I think he was the one that I would have maybe been pushing towards.
That's what I was going to ask. You know, if you'd have had your choice at the start.
If I had my choice, I just think he would have been the man. Not because he's Irish or anything, you know, but...
not that he mentions it much. You know?
I know every time somebody from here comes over, it's the same with the Welsh and Tom Jones, you know. But... Yeah, I think just because, I think his genre of music is great. He's a songwriter, and I think his lyrics are, you know, they fit well with what the stuff I kind of do as well.
Probably is the contemporary choice that you maybe would have made anyway.
Yeah.
I couldn't see you rapping with Will I Am.
No.
Tom's maybe.
Yeah, Jazzy J's too vocally gifted for me. I kind of just make noises.
But it was funny, we heard in that clip, every time you did a wee flourish or anything, the crowd really rose to it and cheered.
Did you
know that was happening?
Well, I knew there was going to be a crowd, but...
No, but could you hear them cheering? Sometimes
they were right up to you, because the crowd comes the whole way around the studio, so you know, they were right to my left and right to my right, and like every time I looked around, you could just see faces, and thank God they helped me out. They were like the fifth coach, you know, they were like the eyes for everybody.
I have to say, I sent your father a message. And I said, he's definitely talented, no doubt about that, but I said, his personality is going to carry him a long way.
Oh,
seriously, you came across as a nice fella.
Oh, thanks, man.
No, it's very important, you know. Some of them are really gifted singers or musicians, whatever, and then can't get two words out of them, or they just come across as big heads or whatever. You came across as a genuinely nice guy, you know?
Cheers, thank
and
you.
And I don't think you can act that. Well, unless you're the biggest actor since Robert De Niro.
No, but I mean,
that's what I send a message to your father, and that's what I said. It's his personality's going to carry him.
Oh, thank you very much. Cheers.
No, so that's what happens next for you?
Well, the next stage is there's still a few more shows to go.
Yeah, the blind auditions.
The blind auditions. I think there's about two or three more of just so the teams get filled up, and then the next stage is the battle rounds. But you just have to wait and see what happens. I can't really say too much.
No, not saying. What about? I mean, have you been approached by management companies or whatever because of what's happened so far?
Well, everything, because the show's going on and stuff, you know, you're still contracted to the BBC by now, you know, and everything goes through them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've set up like, just like to stop, like to make it easier for myself online and stuff. I've set up just like an inquiries email page and stuff. And, you know, it's on my Twitter, it's on my Facebook. So if people get in touch, I'm just getting like bombarded, just emails and emails and emails, and you try and reply to them all, but it's just hectic at the minute.
How are you fitting this in? You're at St. Malachy's.
Yeah,
upper
sitting,
six. You had to get out of school
I'm
early
sitting here
to come
in my uniform
here.
Now.
Are you getting any stick in school?
No, the lads are all right. I mean, like, you know yourself from going to Max, like, you know, the boys are always going to have a bit of banter with you, you know, and like, just have a rip at you. But no, they're good. They're good and sound, and they're all supportive about it, you know. And they've came to my gigs after, and they're always like, good man and stuff, and you know.
No, that's good. Listen, there's Megalog says fair play to young Connor, knock them down, mate. Best of luck for the future.
Cheers,
Thomas
Michael,
McDonald says Connor's just the best, and that's it, you know. So there's you've definitely getting a lot of fans out there, you know.
It's a bit hectic. My Twitter's went a bit AWOL at the minute. It's crazy, yeah. And, you know, but it's just people just being just, they're just so kind.
So
and generous.
You're 18. I saw you on videos. And again, it was your Uncle Peter, your daddy sending me YouTube links and everything else. Maybe a year ago. Probably, you know. So
I remember you giving me a shout out whenever I did my EP launch there back in the Black Box.
Yeah.
I remember you.
So how long have you been doing it then?
I've been playing the guitar since I was about 9.
Seriously?
Taught myself the guitar, but my first instrument was actually the fiddle when I was 5. But I didn't probably give singing a go. I always wanted to try and be like the lead guitarist in a rock band, you know, because I grew up listening to like the likes of Lizzie and Rod and
brilliant.
Stuff like that there, listening to that. But then,
you were brought up the right way then, listening to the classics.
Yeah, but I didn't probably give singing a go probably until I was about 15, whenever I went into the town to do a bit of busking.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Somebody told me, R. Phillip said he saw you trying to busk the other week in the town and people were just torching you for autographs and all.
I was just, not so much autographs, it was photos and stuff, you know, like, because it was the first time going into the town, like, since the show aired, and I didn't want to be like, because I'm on the TV now, I don't want to stop what I've already been doing and what's gotten me to where I am. So I went into the town and for a couple of hours and just did my usual thing, and it was just nice to have people come up and do it. So I'm going down to Dublin to do the thing tomorrow, do a bit of busking, and you know, so it's all mad.
That's good. There's somebody else in. Heard Connor busking outside Victoria Square a few times and recognised him on the show. Great voice.
Oh, thank you.
See? You know? So you're starting to get a wee bit of recognition anyway.
Yeah, it's nice.
It is nice, you know, good stuff. Listen, you deserve it, fair play.
Thank you very much.
So, the EP, where can people get it?
I've said that now, but I've actually taken it off now since...
excuse us.
So, well, no.
It's never been done in the history of music, stopping people buying your records.
No, but what I have, actually, I've got a couple of demos up online on SoundCloud, www.soundcloud.com/Connor Scott, and there's a couple of songs that were on the EP, it's just like the direction that I want to go, because I did it a while back and I just wanted to make sure for whenever everything came out that I had the right stuff and people knew the right things that they wanted to hear from me. So it's all there, and I'm playing tonight in the Black, or not in the Black Box, I'm playing tonight in the OES Centre if anybody wants to come down.
Right.
It's a fiver in down.
Who else is on the bill?
A guy called Ryan McMullen is the second in support, and I think the other two girls are Lola Bingham and Hannah Butterfield, so it's like an acoustic kind of night, so it should be good.
Good, so that's tonight. What about after that? Where are you playing? Do you know?
It's all still a bit up in the air at the minute, you know. I run an open mic night over on the Lisburn Road every Wednesday, so I'm always playing there over in Cuckoo.
Yeah.
And there's still just a few things to be confirmed and stuff, but it's all just up
in
the air.
Keep us posted so we know where we can go and see you and everything else.
Sure.
Connor, Must say you're absolutely fantastic. Wish I could make it to the Oh Yeah. No name in that. Oh, is that your dad's phone number?
He's probably got it all down the shop at the minute.
Listen, you want to sing us a wee song?
Yes, no problem.
Go ahead, mate.
No problem. Right, this is just a wee quick cover.
Now and then I think of when we were together. Like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember, yeah. You didn't have to cut me off, make it like it never happened. Times you screwed me over and making me believe that it was always something that I'd done. Hey, but I don't wanna live that way. Feeding into every word you say. You said that you should let it go, but I wouldn't want you caught up on somebody that you used to know.
Brilliant, Connor.
Thanks,
brilliant.
Cheers.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
You need to lie down after that. You do get into the songs, like, you really do.
Yeah, I like to just give it a bit of a punch sometimes.
No, listen, mate, whatever happens for you, the best of luck.
Johnny, thank you
loads
so
of people
much.
Asking
thank
for you.
Thank you so much for having me. Cheers, really
no
appreciate
problem,
it.
Mate. You deserve it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.